Well, today I decided to tackle a statement, and I've heard this statement many times, many, many times, and I would say that I probably have used this particular statement in the past, quite a few years ago now, but it is not something I use anymore, and I'll explain why. But here's the statement: the Lord will never give you more than you can handle. Pretty much most of you have probably heard that statement. Maybe you've even used that statement, or someone has told you that statement. For weeks now, I've been thinking about it, and I've heard it used in many different contexts, meaning it has been used during many different circumstances. And lately, I've been pondering its truth. I think the statement originally started because of 1 Corinthians 10:13. And I'll read that here with you now. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has seized you except what is common to man. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can stand up under it. And when we are talking about temptations or trials, I agree that God gives us a way out. This is Scripture. I also believe that even when we fail, because we will fail at some time, we're not perfect, God gives us grace. As we grow in Him and as we advance in choosing the way out instead of choosing to go through with temptation. So in the context of temptation, I fully agree with the statement because of this verse and a few others. You will not be tempted beyond what you can bear. However, I've often heard this statement in reference to tragedies or hardships. Hardships in life. The circumstances that this statement is used in, not in times of temptation or sin. I want to take a moment to be honest. And I have seen countless instances where people will tell someone, the Lord will not give you more than you can bear during a real hard time in their life. And it's often during those difficult times that people are trying to encourage. Basically saying that you are strong enough to handle this, otherwise God would not have allowed it. That would really be what the person is trying to say. So if we are in a tragedy in our life and someone is trying to encourage you by saying the Lord won't give you more than you can handle, it kind of paints God in a not so good picture. And I've really struggled with this statement during these times because I'm not sure that it's encouraging. I'm not sure that it's helping those that are grieving or hurting. And again, it makes God look a little heartless. That statement is just simply not biblical during those times. That's my feeling. Some of you may not agree with me and what I'm saying, and that's okay, but you can hear what I'm going to say about it. Losing a loved one or facing a hard diagnosis, a terminal diagnosis like cancer, or being involved in a horrible tragedy, or living through some sort of abuse, or whether you've been involved in war. The list really can go on. The notion that you are strong enough in yourself to bear such devastation is really giving yourself too much credit. And turning off, being able to turn off your emotions is not strength either. Strength is moving forward. Strength is advancing when it hurts. And devastation, you know, that it's advancing in spite of those things that want to try and hold you back or hold you down. Last week in my message, I talked a lot about being content. To be content, you must be right with God and fully trust that He is in control. It's something you learn to do, to be content by walking with the Lord daily. And I read through Philippians 4:13, but I did not discuss it very much last week. And this week I'll be reading verses 12 through 14, but I'll be emphasizing verse 13, and I'll go ahead and read those verses. Philippians 4, verses 12 through 14. I know that what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Verse 12 kind of gives a little bit of the context. And verse 13 is a very well-known verse, and it's one of those verses that many of us had learned long ago or memorized, and oftentimes I'll say it, that this verse gets used in times where it doesn't necessarily fit if you were to use the context that it's in here. The Apostle Paul is not saying that there is nothing impossible for him because he is a Christian. The only one who can break the laws of nature. So there are laws in place that we as humans cannot break. But the one that can, such as healing and raising the dead to life or calming the sea or walking on water, those are great examples. But the one that's able to do that is the Son of God, Jesus Christ. So Paul is not saying that he can do the impossible. Remember, there's only one Jesus Christ. Paul is not him. We are not him. Now, we may be adopted sons and daughters of the Lord, but we do not have his omnipotent attributes of the Almighty, all-powerful God. So Paul has limitations as a man. Paul is also limited by his own strength, and he's limited by his will, or limited by his fallenness as a human being. So let's look at the context of this scripture. Paul is talking about being content in every situation, but he is also describing that he has known what it is to be in plenty and what it is to be in need. He has known what it is to be well fed, and he knows what it's been to be suffering from hunger. He's also known what it is to live in plenty and in want. Yet it has been Paul's calling, his mission, to bring the gospel to others, mostly the Gentiles, but he brought it to the Jews as well. Paul's work has always remained the same. His work to share the gospel has never changed. But the things that have changed for Paul are his circumstances. Sometimes he's well fed, other times he's hungry. Sometimes he's in need, other times he doesn't have those needs. During those times where his mission and calling are difficult, the Lord gave him strength to do them. What if we are in those circumstances? What if we are there? I was thinking the other day, what if we're living in plenty? What if we have a surplus? What if we have plenty of food? How much do we truly rely on the Lord? You see, life kind of seems easy. There aren't struggles. I mean, if you were working and you're building up your bank account and you're debt-free and you've got a retirement and not only are your needs clearly met, but you would have to say and admit that most of your wants or desires are met as well. What role does God play in your life if you have everything? Now, there are many strong Christians blessed with wealth, and they use it to minister to others. But there's often an attitude of self-reliance, too, if we are honest, relying on ourselves to meet our own needs. There isn't much dependence on God for provision. So for the ones in plenty, they would really only earnestly seek the Lord for help only in times of trouble. It would only be in the tragedies that God would hear the depths and the pleas to Him from our hearts. Again, this is not always the case, but often. This is more often those who have not seen both sides of having plenty and having need. But if you have known both extremes, so Paul is saying he has known both sides, both extremes of having plenty and want. He's known both of them. If you have known what it is to have little and in need, relying on the Lord daily for food on the table, then knowing the other extreme of having plenty, your views are likely to change. Your respect and thankfulness for the provision is different. Your awareness of the Lord and what He is doing in your life has been heightened. And Paul, like I said, he's learned a number of things. But he told us that he has learned to be content because he has gone through the process of learning. His mission and his work never changed, yet his circumstances would change. In need or having plenty was not based on his work. They were just life. Sometimes life just sends us some difficulties and hardships. Sometimes God allows it for reasons. Other times, it's just life. We live in a world where tragedies happen. And no matter the circumstance in life, the Lord is supplying strength to do the tasks that He's asked us to do. He supplied the strength to Paul that he would be able to do his mission, whether he was in plenty or in want. For Paul, it was sharing the gospel, it was teaching, it was ministering, traveling to bring the good news to others. Ministering in the harsh and difficult times were not easy. Remember, there was a time where Paul was stoned and left for dead. Tell me, by whose strength did Paul overcome that stoning? Paul was beaten, he was persecuted. He was ridiculed. He was rejected. He was imprisoned. He left the life that he dreamed of as a Pharisee. Remember, he was a pretty strong Pharisee. That was something he studied for a long time in order to get. He left that. Was Paul strong enough in himself to endure all those things? Was he strong enough to take on the persecution? How does anyone overcome such odds and continue ministering the gospel? How did Paul keep doing it? Verse 13, Paul tells us he can do everything God has called him to do as long as the strength to do them comes from the Lord. It was the Lord's strength not Paul's. And I firmly believe that there are many times God allows us to go through times of need so that we would direct our attention on Him. I even think of our nation here in the United States. Maybe the United States needs to go through some tough times so that we will take our focus off ourselves as a nation and turn back to the Lord. Maybe America is needing a wake-up call. For when we cannot supply our own needs, we most assuredly have to seek help. And that is what the Lord wants. He wants us to seek Him and turn to Him for everything and in everything, to be dependent on Him. So getting back to the statement I struggle with, the Lord will not give you more than you can handle. He gave Paul more than he could handle. The Lord gave Paul more than he could handle. Because Paul found his source of strength from the Lord. The Lord gives him the strength to endure and be victorious in the harshest of times. The world is harsh because it's fallen and sin-filled. And the Lord wants us to seek Him and seek His strength to do what He's called us to do. Through His strength, we can endure the harshest of things. Because it's not by our strength that we endure, it's by His. In the Old Testament, there's a great example of the Lord showing His strength and making sure that the people knew that the victory was by the Lord's hand. It was by the Lord's hand and not through the strength of men. And I'm talking about the story of Gideon. Many of you might know that story. Gideon was leading an army of Israelites to go up against the Midian army. And the interesting thing is that I have struggled to find exactly how big the Midianite army was. I spent probably an hour looking to find out how big this enemy army was. It was big. That's about all I can get. They filled up a valley. Gideon had 32,000 men to go up against this Midianite army. 32,000 Israelites. I think that's huge. I'm not a military man, but 32,000 soldiers seems big. But God said, there were way too many people. There's way too many of you Israelites to go against this Midianite army. And this is found in Judges chapter 7, if you want to read about it later. So God told Gideon to send home everyone who is afraid. So anyone that's afraid, guess what? You get a pass on this battle. You can go home. Out of 32,000, 22,000 admitted they were afraid of battle, and they went home. That left only 10,000 soldiers left. And I'm thinking, that is a small compared to what they had. And God says, wait a second. No. Okay, 10,000 is still way too many. Way too many. Yes, the Midian army is taking up this entire valley, camped probably miles. Thousands. But God says there's still too many. He tells Gideon, take the fighters down to the water. And he's supposed to separate them by how they drink water. The ones that he was able to keep, according to God's instructions, only numbered 300. 300 men. The other 9,700 soldiers were sent on their way. Gideon and his tiny group, I can't even call it an army anymore at 300, a small group of men, they are to go up against this vast army of Midianites, maybe 30,000, maybe 50,000, maybe 100,000. Again, I don't know. That's kind of like a chipmunk trying to pick a fight with me. I know I'm not that strong, but it's still kind of a suicide thing for that chipmunk. It's impossible. I can say it. The group of 300 going against a vast army of Midianites is more than they can handle. 300 men against a vast army, that is much more than they can handle. But why does God do this? Why does God give them more than they can handle? Because, and he tells Gideon straight up before he has the armies, his army sent home, he tells them why he's doing this in Judges chapter 7, verse 2. The Lord said to Gideon, "You have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands, in order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her." This group of 300 can do the impossible. This group of 300 can do everything the Lord has asked them to do because it is He that gives them strength. It is His strength that can be glorified and not their own strength because it was far beyond their abilities. Just like Paul, he's been able to fulfill the calling on his life because it is the Lord's strength and not his own. When we look at our scripture for today again, Paul doesn't just say, "I can do everything." The focus would then be on himself. The point of verse 13 is Paul can do everything through Christ who strengthens him. This isn't just anything and everything Paul wants to do. Everything is everything the Lord has called him to do. Everything is what the Lord wants him to do. He can do it when the Lord is with him and giving him his supply of strength. Psalm 29:11 says, "The Lord gives strength to his people." The Lord gives strength to his people implies that his people are in need of his strength because of weakness. The world we live in sends many tragedies into our lives at some time, and we will at some point meet the end of ourselves. At some point, in some crisis, we're going to think, "I cannot take this. I have nothing left. I have no more strength. There is nothing left for me to give." At some point, we are going to meet the end of our capabilities. I think sometimes God allows us to go through these things that are beyond our abilities. They are beyond our strength in order that we may know, that we may be able to glorify the Lord when He strengthens us to get through them. Sometimes He allows these in order that we can rely on Him more fully. Maybe sometimes to grab our attention that we are, "Wait a second, we're not in this alone. We have the Lord." To get our attention. Sometimes He allows these so that in order that we may find comfort in Him when the world shows us none. But Christ is our strength. Rather than asking the question, why did you let this happen, God? Which is a lot of times our first response to something tragic. Rather than asking that question, our focus needs to be on God, saying, "Thank you for the strength that I was able to get through today. Thank you, Lord, for your strength today that I may continue on." Focusing our attention and our trust on the Lord. Believing and trusting that the Lord will strengthen you for tomorrow and the day after that. I can honestly say that I have had those times when I faced more than I can handle. And it was only by the grace of God that I was able to continue on. I know for a fact that my God lives, that my God is active in my life because he has strengthened me to walk through difficult times as I follow him. During the times that I had nothing left, the Lord comes along and holds me up. But that's not the end of it. That's not the end of what I want to talk about in our verse for today. Let's read verses 13 and 14 again. I can do everything through him who gives me strength. In verse 14, yet it was good of you to share in my troubles. Christ is the source of our strength, but we get a bonus too. Verse 14, Paul talks about how good it was of the church to share in his troubles. And that word troubles can also mean afflictions. We have the Lord as our strength, along with the church, to come along and to walk with us. We're not alone with the Lord. We are together with the Lord and with other fellow believers. When I think about the church, us in the church, are we not to care and love for each other? Are we not to look at the needs of others? Are we not to bear the burdens of our brothers and sisters? It's a part of what the church does. We're strengthened by the Lord, and we're strengthened by each other. Mostly by the Lord, but it's comforting to have each other. God indeed allows you to bear more than you can handle. Sometimes it is to get your attention. Maybe it is also for you to rely on Him. But we should not get bogged down with the whys. As I'm concluding here, let us be consumed with trusting the Lord. We'll give you what you need when you need it. And when the troubles come, we can be ministered to and encouraged by the church, our brothers and sisters in Christ. And by our strength, we are limited. We are limited by our humanness. But in Christ, there is no calling, there is no mission that He sets us to follow that is impossible if He is strengthening us and directing us. There's no tragedy, no hardship too devastating that the Lord cannot strengthen us to walk through. The 23rd Psalm is very well known. Psalms 23, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Those words at the beginning of this verse, even though, it means there will be times when these dark valleys are going to come. Even though we're going to walk through these valleys at some point in our life, even though we'll be doing that, we don't have to fear because the Lord is with us. He is walking with us through them. Are there times that we have more than we can handle, more than we can bear? Yeah. Life can be tough. Tragedies are hard. But the good news is that we don't have to do it alone. We have the Lord that walks with us. Sometimes we need to pay Him a little more attention when those times come. But He's there. And the church is here too.